Hello, folks. I'm James Suplee, the director of the GMAT program here at Claiborne Education. And we're here today to talk about the new GMAT format that was recently released. So we got some very big news on April 4th, just a little earlier this month, that starting on April 16th, the GMAC, the organization that administers the GMAT, is shortening the exam overall. So this is very exciting news. The quantitative section or the math section has gone from 37 questions in 75 minutes to 31 questions in 62 minutes. And the verbal section has gone from 41 questions in 75 minutes to 36 questions in 65 minutes. The other way that they're going to be shortening the test for the test takers out there is that they've published the introductory material online now at mba.com/tutorial. So any student who is going to take the GMAT can log on to their MBA account and they can preview the introductory material for free so that they don't have to sit through all of that introductory material that many students felt like they had to rush through in order to get started on the test. And the GMAC has been very clear that these changes aren't meant to change a student's prep at all. So there are no content changes that are being released with this new format. There are no scoring or algorithm changes for this new format. And the timing is still essentially the same. We lose about 1 second per question on each the quant and the verbal sections, but overall the timing is still basically the same. And so really we view this as a win for students because they're shortening the test overall by about half an hour, which is great. Any way that we can cut down on test time is ideal. It also allows for it decreases the likelihood that students will struggle with testing endurance, which is something that we see a lot, especially on the quant section, which tends to be a bit more grueling for students overall. And finally, it allows for students to enter into the test more quickly without having to sit through those droning instructions that you probably remember from the SAT or the ACT. So overall, we're really excited about these new changes because any shorter exam is the shorter exam, the better for students. So we're really excited that the GMAT is continuing to adapt the test to make the testing experience more just better for students overall. So that's a quick recap of the new format changes on the GMAT. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us here at contactus@claiborne.com, or you can call 434-295-4501. Thanks, and best of luck.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.